When I was first married in 1968, aside, I was a child bride, credit cards were very rare in 1968, and they were only introduced widely in the UK in 1966. Today, we all take credit for granted, and in normal circumstances, we use that credit as part of everyday life without experiencing any problems. However, when things go wrong, for instance, we lose our job or our income reduces for other reasons, having debt which we can't repay can become very stressful and an unpleasant experience. This morning, we're going to talk to Brian from Citizens Advice, which is one of the organisations that can help when any one of us needs help with debt. Good morning, Brian. Where should we start in our discussion about debt?
Good morning, Linda. Well, as you can imagine, dealing with debt is a very big topic. But there are a number of simple steps that can be taken if you find yourself unable to pay your debts. No one should forget that getting into debt is something that can happen to any of us.
Yeah, especially at this time of year, Brian.
Yes, yes.
So what's the first piece of advice you would give us all?
Well, I suppose the first step is not to ignore the debts when they begin to be a problem. It's the most natural thing in the world to be optimistic and to hope that the problem will go away. Maybe we think we'll get a better job, that we'll win the lottery, who knows? But at Citizens Advice, we encourage people to tackle the problem early before it becomes too serious. Whatever you do, don't wait until letters arrive which threaten court action or give notice of an impending bailiff's arrival. Just pick up the phone, call the lender, and if you're not confident to do that, seek some help from Citizens Advice or another debt agency.
Okay, so I've got that. The key point is, don't hesitate. It's not going to go away. Read the letters or the emails carefully and contact the lender. Is it a difficult conversation, Brian?
Not really, Linda. I mean, I think the thing we all have to remember is that the lender has a problem as well and will be as keen to sort out the debt as you are.
Right. So what should I say then when I make that first call to the lender?
Well, the first thing to do is explain the difficulties which you're facing and, if possible, agree an affordable but reduced repayment of the debt. And what you'll find is even making token payments shows a willingness to deal with the problem. And the effect of that is that lenders will often treat you more sympathetically when they know that you want to sort things out.
Okay, so you said then explain the difficulties. Do I have to have a good reason, like losing my job or something? What if I've just overspent on presents?
No, you don't need a good reason. You should just think of the call as a discussion between two parties who have a common interest, and that common interest is just to sort out the debt.
Yeah, it sounds quite simple when you say that. What if we're in debt to more than one organisation? Should we treat everybody equally and give them all a bit, or should we consider them in some sort of order of priority?
Yes, that's a good question, Linda. Of course, some debts are more important than others. Debts which involve your property, such as your mortgage, your rent, your council tax, as well as debts for your utilities, are the most important ones, since not having somewhere to live and not having electricity is critical to all of us. We call this type of debt a priority debt, and it's important to deal with these first. Other debts, such as credit cards, unsecured loans, and online accounts, can be dealt with later.
Okay, so it's important to prioritise. I can see that. So now I've taken the plunge, I've made that first call to the lender. What should I do next? How do I proceed from there?
Right, okay. Well, there are a number of steps which can be taken, and these are described in the debt section of the Citizens Advice website. The first step is to make a list of your debts and the amounts which you owe. And it's worth checking with a credit agency such as Experian, both that your records are correct and also that they're up to date. Other things to remember are that if some of your debts are over 6 years old, you may not need to repay those debts. There are some criteria that need to be met, but maybe they don't have to be repaid. And finally, check the debt is actually in your name and not in the name of someone who used to live in the house where you live at the moment, or in the name of another member of your family.
Yeah, that's a good point. Money's a tricky thing, isn't it? So
it is, yes.
I've done all that, and I know that these are my debts that I've got to deal with. What then?
Well, the next step involves keeping everybody informed. I think this is important throughout. And we recommend speaking to creditors again to explain what you're doing. And in the case of credit cards and loans, the lender will often freeze interest charges and other fees for up to 2 months to give you time to get organised. And this is very important because it provides a breathing space when you have the comfort of knowing that your debt is not increasing.
Yeah, yes. I can imagine that really helps people to stop panicking a bit.
I think so, yes. And then when you've done that, the next important thing is to prepare a budget of your income and expenditure so you can see where your money is going. And I suppose most critically, does the budget look like you will be able to repay your debts? Again, on the Citizens Advice website, we have budget forms, which are a useful checklist for this.
I suspect most of us immediately think about ways of reducing expenditure when we have financial difficulties, and you've shown us how we can do that. But is there any way of increasing it apart from winning the lottery or getting a better job, as you mentioned?
Yes. Well, absolutely, Linda. It's very important to see if your income can be increased. And there are a range of options which can increase income and reduce outgoings. For instance, if the debt problem has arisen because of coronavirus, there are hardship funds. And of course, there are benefits. Your local authority may be able to help to reduce your council tax. And many authorities have discretionary funds, which can be used for one-off rental issues. Mortgages can sometimes be changed to interest only. And there are COVID arrangements in place at the moment which allow mortgage repayments to be deferred.
So all of that would help you really to consolidate things and stop it just getting worse and worse. I can see why, you know, the more we talk, I can see why it's important to deal with the problem as soon as possible before it just carries on getting worse and worse. Yes. What about utility bills? Is there anything we can do there?
Yes, there are possibilities here as well. These bills can often be reduced by applying to charitable trusts and also obtaining discounted unit rates from the utility companies.
Mm.
The trusts are often operated by utility companies themselves. And in some cases, you do not even have to be a customer of the company which operates the scheme.
Wow.
And
the Citizens Advice knows, if you go there for help, you will know all of that, those details.
Yes. I mean, a lot of this information is on the website. But again, as you've just said, Citizens Advice has access to that information.
I think there are some charities locally here in Cranley which may be able to help. Can Citizens Advice put people in touch with them?
Yes, you're right to say that, yes. In some circumstances, Citizens Advice can access local charities on behalf of a client who has problems with their utility bills.
Mm, so really worth getting in touch. Okay. So now we have all of the information about income and expenditure. We've reduced our costs and maximised our income. What do we do next to proceed?
Well, the budget's now been prepared with maximised income, as you say, and minimised outgoings. And this can be used for discussions with your creditors. You can have these discussions yourself, or you can get help by telephone from a charity such as Step Change. And of course, you can get help from Citizens Advice. And it's important to say that all of this help is free of charge and confidential.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And it is a wonderful, wonderful service. If I'm on a tight budget, could a Citizens Advice advisor support me on an ongoing basis so I don't slip back into debt and just get overwhelmed? You know, I feel as though I might need a little support for some time.
Citizens Advice is always available to help. But what we would hope is that through the discussions we've had with a client, the arrangements that have been put in place, that person will be given the confidence going forward to manage things themselves. But that doesn't mean they have to manage things themselves. They can come back to us at any time.
Yeah. No judgment either. It's not free.
No, absolutely not. No.
Well, that's really good to know. So, okay, we've done all of this and I understand everything you've described, but what if all the efforts that have been made to balance the budget mean that there's still no way you can afford to repay your debts?
Yes, Linda. Unfortunately, there are a small number of cases when it's impossible to repay the debts. And in this case, it's possible to consider writing them off. This has been quite a rare event in Cranley, thankfully, but there are a number of options such as debt relief orders and bankruptcy, which can help in this situation.
Oh, that sounds really serious. Can anyone just organise for their debts to be written off?
No, unfortunately not. Writing off debt needs specialist advice because what's called an approved intermediary has to be used. And the organisation I mentioned earlier, Step Change, mm-hmm. and of course Citizens Advice are such organisations. And these will deal with the insolvency service on your behalf, mm-hmm. on the person's behalf.
Really, that it's a really serious thing. You can't just use your credit card, blow all your money and then get it written off.
No, I think the system is designed really to provide an incentive not to do that. And it is a more complicated process.
It's not very honourable. So are there any implications if you do get your debts written off?
Yes, as you might expect, there are. Once you've had debts written off, you'll have restricted access to credit, which you might expect as well. Mm-hmm. And the fact that you've had debt written off stays on your credit record for 6 years.
It's a long time.
Yes, it is. And another thing that's worth noting, that if a person's circumstances change within a short period of the debt being written off, for instance, you receive an inheritance, you get that new job that we've talked about, mm-hmm. it may mean that you become liable for the debts again.
Yeah. So it gets very serious then. So Brian, if you were to sum up the debt problems and dealing with them, what would you say to our listeners?
Well, I think the overall message is that whatever the debt problem, there's a way through by following a number of simple logical steps. A debt problem doesn't have to be the nightmare which many people fear, but the process does require some perseverance and a methodical approach to sort it out. And of course Citizens Advice is one of the organizations that can help people in that process.
Yes, and I can see how your calmness there, Brian, and this idea that there is a way through, you don't need to panic, really comes over from what we've been talking about. But from my point of view, I can see that, I would say to people, you know, just don't put those letters behind the clock on the mantelpiece. Look at them, and even if you read them with one eye closed and just one eye, because I know what it's like when you get bad news, you really don't want to know it. But the sooner you face up to it, because at some point it's got to happen, and then get that help to see you there. I can just sort of see it as getting everybody on that sort of straight path to getting it sorted step by step and showing willing, and then you'll be okay.
Yes, the creditors will not forget the debt, even though you might hope that they will.
No, absolutely not. And that's it's a lesson we soon learn in life, isn't it? Brian, that was really helpful, I think. And I hope everybody's got the message. You're not alone. Act soon and act methodically. Be organised. That's great. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Linda.
Been our fourth Citizens Advice so far, and we're really enjoying talking to you. So thanks again.
Thank you very much.